This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, hi everyone, Shalom Aleichem. Just one thought on Daf Samach Aleph. Daf Samach Aleph discusses the issue of a Kohen who married an Almana, and then the Kohen got the good report that the Kohen was appointed a Kohen Gadol, and now the Shaila is, can they stay married to this Almana? So that's the subject of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ireis es ha'amanov in esmano liyos kohen gadol, yichnois. If he did eris into an amana and then he was appointed to be the kohen gadol, he could even do nesuin. Amazing. In other words, he already did kedushin. Now it's a matter of the bia. Since he did kedushin, he's allowed to finish the job. And the Mishnah even tells a story about Yeshua ben Gamla, who married Marsa bas Baisos, and the king appointed to be a kohen gadol, and the king was Kanaser. And he married her. Now the Gemara wants to know what's the source of this pasuk. It says, "V'hu isha bivsuleha yikach." The pasuk says, that if he took her, if he already did kedushin, he can do nesuin to her. And the Gemara even says that that's the story. A kohen who did kedushin, he's allowed to do nesuin to the almana. He could do nesuin even though he was appointed kohen gadol. Now, if a kohen gadol's brother dies, he cannot do yibam. Both mina erusin and mina nesuin. Mina nesuin, it's aseh v'lois aseh. Mina erusin, we're goyzer bia rishayna atu bia shnia. Fine, that's the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph. Tosfos on Daf Chaf has the following question. Let's see if we could find it. Basically, a kohen hedyot that does erusin to na'amana, then he's appointed to be a kohen gadol, he could do nesuin. And the Gemara darshans it from the pasuk, yikach isha. What if a kohen married an almana? He did kedushin and nesuin, and then he becomes a kohen gadol. Can he stay with her? They say, of course, that's pashat. We're discussing a case where a kohen did kedushin, and then he was appointed a kohen gadol, and the shaila is he allowed to do nesuin? And that we learn out from the pasuk of kiyika. But if he already did nesuin to the amana and then he became a kohen gadol, well, the Gemara doesn't even discuss, the Gemara doesn't even speak about the possibility of needing a pasuk to say he could stay with her. It seems to be obvious that he's allowed to stay with her. Why is that so obvious? At the end of the day, he's a kohen gadol and she's an amana, and a kohen gadol is now to be married to an amana. Why is that so obvious? Why do I only need a pasuk for a kohen who did kedushin and then she became an almana, and it's telling me you're allowed to do nesuin? Okay, I understand I need a pasuk for that case, but why wouldn't I need a pasuk that a kohen gadol is allowed to stay married to a nesua? Why is that obvious? What did you say? I'm sorry?
Go ahead. The Isser, we say the Isser is for a kohen gadol to marry an almana, not for a kohen gadol to be married to an almana. That kohen gadol cannot take an almana as a wife. Not that he can't be married to one.
So it's the Isser is taking her. Kiddush. So then, why do I need a pasuk that if he did Kiddushin, he's allowed to do Nisuin? He's not taking her as a wife.
Well, because it's not, he didn't consummate the marriage. He only did Kiddushin.
Mm-hmm. Usually, Kicha is referring to Kiddushin, but you say maybe it could be referring to Nisuin as well? Okay. Let's see Tosfos on Chaf Amud Beis. Tosfos Devei Maschil Atu. Tosfos has the following question. Tosfos Afagav. Afagav. Tosfos said earlier, you know, we say that an amana min ha'erusin is asur bia rishayna atu bia shnia. So Tosfos wants to know, well, why don't we allow the bia shnia? Because you're nasis ishta l'chol davar. Tosfos says, you don't become ishta l'chol davar only in a case where she's permitted without dechuya. But since chai ve'lav and even bia rishayna, you're only mutter because aseh d'chalois aseh. And for Bia Shnia, where you don't have the Aseh, so there's no Dechia, and we don't say Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar. Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar is only if you don't have to come on to Dechuya. But if you don't have to come on to Dechuya, then it's okay. If you don't have to come on to Dechuya, then we say Nasis Ishta L'chol Davar. If you have to come on to Dechuya, we don't say that. So Tosfos has the following question. Afa gav de perek haba al yivimta, and samach alef amir alef. We only need a pasuk for someone who did kedushin and then he was appointed to be a kohen gadol. There you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk for a kohen gadol. For a Kohen who married an Amana and then became a Kohen Gadol because he married her Beheter. So we see that whenever you marry a woman Beheter, you're allowed to stay with her. So why don't we say the same thing by Yibam to an Amana Mina Erasin? The first Bir Rishayno is Beheter and you should be allowed to stay. The answer says Tosfos Hasam Nami Mishum De Beheter Beloy Shum De Chias Iser Nasa. There, the Kohen married the Amana Beheter without any pushing off of an Iser. But when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana Min Erisin, the Bir Rishayna is only because of Aseh Doi Chalois Aseh. Ela Mishum De Asi Aseh V'Doi Chalois Aseh. So Bia De Mitzvah De Chia De Lav Mitzvah Loi De Chia. So Tosfos seems to be saying that when a Kohen marries an Almana, he married her completely beheter, and therefore if he became a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to stay with her, because once you marry a woman completely beheter, you're allowed to stay with her. That's it. You're allowed to stay. That's the principle of Tosfos. If you marry a woman beheter, so you're allowed to stay with her no matter what. So the Kohen Gadol married, the Kohen married an Amana. Later he became a Kohen Gadol. Fine, that's nice. Later he became a Kohen Gadol. Even though later he became a Kohen Gadol, but he married her Beheter. So there are a lot of questions on this Tosfos. This principle is a very dangerous principle. Whenever you marry a woman Beheter, you're allowed to stay with her. What about if 2 days after the wedding, the wife becomes a Nida? So, well, I married her Beheter, so I could continue living with her. What about a woman who committed adultery and she became a Soita? Well, I married her Beheter, so she'd be allowed to stay with her. I mean, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. So again, what'd you say?
It changes on the woman all these cases.
So when she goes bad, you can't stay with her. When he goes bad, you could stay with her. I have another. Well, what if he became a Petsua Daka? Could he stay with her? Why not? He married her Beheter.
He can't stay with her. He just married, can't have a relationship, but he can stay with her.
No, he can't be married to her.
Even if they don't have relations?
I think they have to get divorced. They're married. They have to... So Rabbi Chanan basically has three kashas on Tosis. I'm sorry to make the photocopy. So Rabbi Chanan says in the Kovetz Biurim on Gittin, Umavur midivrayim klal chadash, teheicha dinasa beheter, ein oimim shatiyasar alav. That if you married someone beheter, we don't say she becomes asar. Let's say a kohen married a woman and she became a grusha. Let's say like this. Somehow it's possible to marry a woman and she became a grusha after. You could stay with her. I soita and nida. So that Rabbi Chanan says it's exeris hakosav. The Torah says that that's what a nida is. A nida is a wife who became a nida. A soita is a woman who you married, beheter, she's aser to you. That's what it is. Rabbi Chanan ends off with a tzarachian. Kasha mehad mevorish paraka aral dechshenasa ve'achar kach nasa petzua daka naseres olav. That if a man became a petzua daka, he becomes aser to her, and we don't say the rule. Well, he married her beheter. So David was saying there's no iser for an almana to be for a kohen gadol to be married to an almana. The iser is for a kohen gadol to marry an almana. Once they're married, they're allowed to stay. But a soita, it's also to be married. A tsuadaka, it's also to be married. A amana, it's also to marry. But that's a very interesting question on Rabbi Chanan. Why don't we say, in other words, what's Tosis' svara? That since he married her beheter, he's allowed to stay with her. That doesn't seem to be the case in many instances. So Rav Nachum says as follows. He says, "Mevur midivrei Tosfos deklalahu, that if you marry one beheter, she's mutter." He says, "V'zed shehikshu da'ahacha nasa beheter, v'had d'shar yilei rak b'nasa beheter, v'loy be'ersa." Apparently, this is true only if you did nesu in beheter, not if you did eris in beheter. Says Rav Nachum, this klal is only by yisurei kohen gadol, but yisurei kohen hedyot is also even if he takes her beheter. Interesting question here. So Rav Nachum says this din only applies by Yisurei Kohen Gadol.
What would be the case by a Kohen Hedyot? Is that impossible to take the
Heter? Reach HaGet.
Isn't that a Darabana?
According to Rabbi Lezer, it's Asr Medai Raisa. In other words, what would a Reach HaGet mean if, let's say, a Kohen was married to a woman and then he gave her a Reach HaGet? and a woman who gets a reach haget, let's see, Rebbe Chanan mentions the case. A Kayin married a woman, and she became a Grusha Tachtav. For example, he divorced a Beruah Chaget, Reah Chaget, that passes her from Kuhuna. In other words, let's say the Kayin gave the woman a Reah Chaget. So she's not divorced from him. Normally she would be Pasul Menah Kuhuna, she's still mutter to her husband. Rebbe Yashiv discusses a very interesting case. How could a Ptsua Daka get married? And he could do Kedushin in the Suin without Bia to a Grusha. Where Rebbe Yashiv basically says the same cloud that the Isser only applies to Kohen Gadol. Let's try one approach over here. The approach of the Maimer Yevamin, of Rav David Pizrini. He wants to say the klal that if you married a woman beheter does not apply across the board. Let's say a woman became a zoina after she married a kohen, so he has to divorce her. Or if he became a ptsua daka, he has to divorce her. So it's like this. If a kohen had you married an almana, so before the marriage, she was mutter. So she remains the hetera. By Ptsua Daka or Zoina, there was no heter on the Isser. It's just the Isser didn't exist. Oh, that's an interesting difference. In other words, when the Kohen married the Amana, he had a heter to marry the Amana. And then he became a Kohen Gadol, so the Isser came about. So we say, since he had a heter before, he continues to have a heter. Masha'enkein, if the guy became a Ptsuadaka, or she became a Zoina, or she became a Nida, or she became a Soita, it's not that beforehand there was a license, there was a heter on these Yisroim, the Isser didn't exist. As opposed to an Almana, she was an Almana. The Metzius of Almana was there. It's just he was given license to partake of it. As opposed to the Zoina, the Isser Zoina was not there. The Isser Soita was not there. The Isser Ptsua Daka was not there. The status of Ptsua Daka wasn't there. The status of Zoina wasn't there. The status of Soita wasn't there. Masha'en Kein, the status of Almana was there, but you were given license to partake of that status. So then we continue to give you license to partake of the status. That's the difference between Almana and the other Isurim. By Almana, you were given, it was Beheter. Beheter means we gave you a dispensation to that Isur.
How can we give them the right to become a Kohen Gadol? That's like the same, if you reverse it a little bit, why should he be allowed to become a Kohen Gadol?
Well, a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, does that disqualify him from being a Kohen Gadol? Daniel's asking, why do we appoint him to this job? Why are we mamana him? I think this would be a clear difference. In other words, the other, the Soita, the Zoinab, Tzuadaka, that the entity, the label was not around. The Almana was here, it's just we gave you a heter on that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, something to think about. Tosfos on Daf Chaf, who says a rule that if a man marries Beheter, so we allow that heter to continue. And the question is, there are clear exceptions to that rule. Okay, everyone, thank you. What do you want to say?
If he's job, we got to appoint him Kohen Gadol, right? He's the best person available, so, okay, so he obviously married to an Almana. What are you going to do?
The question is, let's say he would marry an Almana, would that disqualify him? If yes, then it should prevent him from the appointment.
Or he should have to divorce her, I guess.
Yeah, or he should have to divorce her. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we might do a Samach Beis tomorrow night. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good night. Kol Tov. Good night. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.